There was one line in the gospel this morning that really captured me this week. It's where it said, "His heart was moved with pity for them." Jesus looked at that crowd in front of him, as we heard, well over 5,000 people. And I can just picture him just looking into their eyes and seeing the hurts that they all had, the different kinds of sufferings, the infirmities, the illnesses, the sadnesses, all those things that they had going on in their life at that particular time. And because of his compassionate heart, he really was moved with pity for them. But there's a little more to this context. We heard that before this took place, Jesus was told about the death of John the Baptist. And we all know how close Jesus was to John. They were cousins. But Jesus had enormous respect for John the Baptist. Remember, he called him, he said, there's no man born of woman greater than John the Baptizer. What an honor that is for the Lord to say that about him. But we can only imagine that when he heard about this death, what kind of an impact that had on him. He had to be absolutely crushed by this because of their closeness. And it had to also give him pause to think that it's not that many more days and I myself will be killed violently. So it was just a horrible time for him. Because of that, he had to go off alone and just be by himself and pray about this and try to handle it and to deal with it. I would imagine the Heavenly Father was there with him during that private time to be his consolation and his strength. Well, we don't know how long he was alone trying to deal with this loss. Finally, he was ready to come back on that boat, and that's when he saw the crowd and was moved with such pity. It's like as if that brokenness that Jesus experienced at John's death just sort of opened him up with a sense of compassion, that his heart was just so moved that when he saw these good people, he had to cure their illnesses. And then later on in that day, to feed them so that they didn't have just difficulties getting home without anything to eat. It was that deep sense of care that Jesus had for them. And what we'll realize too, it won't be that much longer before we'll see the Lord also extend tremendous compassion, and that would be on Good Friday itself. That here we've got the Lord in this tremendous brokenness, physically and spiritually, emotionally, everything. And yet, that love was flowing from him. It's like that brokenness opened him up, and he couldn't do enough for the rest of the world as that love continues to pour to us to this very day and always will. You think about that suffering and the brokenness, and you begin to realize that maybe one of the reasons that God does in fact allow suffering in life is that it does in fact open us up, breaks us open a little bit, so that we can experience a sensitivity in ourselves and a sensitivity for others who are experiencing the same thing. If we weren't broken open, maybe we would just walk through life by ourselves, taking care of ourselves, not worrying about what other people are going through at all, because we don't care. They're living their life, we're living ours. But in that brokenness, we realize that we're all in the same boat of humanity, all suffering in our own way, and all really needing each other, but most importantly, we need God. And it's interesting, too, that those who have suffered certain things seem to have a sensitivity for those who experience the same things. For instance, if you have ever experienced hunger or homelessness in your life, then you have a special compassion for those who are hungry and in need in that regard. If you have ever experienced rejection or loneliness, all of a sudden you do have that sensitivity and that care for people who are going through the same thing because you understand what they're going through. And the same thing in regard to people who have had deaths in their family and their relationships. I would imagine every one of us in church this morning has experienced some significant loss in our lives. It's our human condition. And because of those losses, we have a better understanding of what they're going through when other people have deaths. I remember as a young priest, I could do the vigil services and the funerals for people who had passed away. But it wasn't until in my fourth year as a priest that my dad died suddenly that I understood finally what it meant when someone close to you dies and the impact that that has on the others. I saw the impact that had on my mother and brothers and sister and others around. Then all of a sudden, you've got a broader feeling about this and a broader understanding. And it changed how I handled vigil services and handled funerals. Of course it did, because I finally understood the feeling behind it, the sensitivity behind it. I needed to be broken open like that to be a better priest, to help people in those kinds of moments. So I wonder what kind of sufferings you brought to church today. And I wonder how your sufferings have affected you. We can make a choice. We can let the difficulties in our lives and our sufferings make us bitter, or we can choose to let them help us to become more caring and compassionate, really to be more like Christ himself. Because maybe if you and I have suffered in a certain way, we can really help someone who also is going through the same thing because we understand each other. We're on the same wavelength. We can speak the same language of what it means to suffer in that particular way. So I just encourage all of us, let's be open to let God use us in our suffering and our brokenness. Reach out to someone who maybe is experiencing some of the same things you have experienced because your voice will have an impact on them because you understand their feelings. And then remember the words of our scripture today as it said that Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them. Well, hopefully our hearts will be moved with pity for those who are suffering the same kinds of things that you and I suffer.